Roundup Dual Action products rock like a hardcore metal band. This stuff kills existing weeds down to the root. And for an encore, keeps them from coming back for up to 4 months. That's a nonstop 16-week tour of killing and preventing weeds in all the famous outdoor venues, the patio, the driveway, the mulch bed, even along the fence. When it comes to your hardscapes and landscapes, the stuff puts on a show. Roundup Dual Action products kill and prevent weeds for up to 4 months. This stuff rocks. This stuff works. When used as directed, always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Football on Off the Ball.
You can flip it up and you can perceive how you want, but the truth is the truth, and I always try and be very truthful with players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
We're at the Leinster Championship launch here in Newbridge, and loud midfielder Tommy Dern is with me. Tommy, how are things?
Yeah, that's good, Tommy.
We had a wee chat there around the All-Stars, and yourself and your partner were expecting a wee arrival. All going well in the Dernan household?
Yeah, all good, yeah. Yeah, LMA was born New Year's Eve, so yeah, life is busy and hectic, but no, it's great. It's going, she's great. She's added a new bit of life to me as well, so it's going great.
It changes things, I'd imagine.
Absolutely, yeah. It's harder to get out and get the training on time and different things like that, but no, look, my partner's great as well, and she's a leash woman, but she's big into the football as well, so that helps.
Yeah. Loud spring, right? And sorry, best of luck with everything. Like, great to hear everything's going well.
Thank
as well.
You.
I didn't mean to move on to victory there. Loud spring has been—it's been tough, probably, right? Because you had so many highs last year, but there's been so many bodies missing. Like, you've had a fair chunk of injuries across the spring campaign. How have you? What's your assessment of it?
Yeah, like, look, it was a relief last week in Inniskeen when we beat Mead. Like, again, it all came down to that, but when you kind of assess and look back at the injuries we had and some of the younger players that have come on and developed, like, it's, they've kind of been thrown into the deep end, and like, some of them have really, really, like, been outstanding for us as well. Like, so it's up in the air. We were grouped there during the week and we're just getting a few bodies back, and it's go time now. Like, there's no hanging about. But overall, like, you kind of have to be happy enough. Look, we would like to do pushed further up the table, but look, it just, life doesn't just go like that. I think we're in a good position. Like, we're ready to rock. It leaves us added pressure now for the Leinster that, look, we need to get to a Leinster final. Like, so there's no beating around the bush. Like, so I think, look, we've seen a lot about ourselves. We've seen where we know what we're good at. Again, some new guys coming into the panel, coming off the under-20s, knowing the systems, knowing the calls and different things like that. So yeah, look, they'll have to learn fast, which sometimes is a good thing. But overall, look, you have to be happy. But like, again, there's a lot of work to be done now coming into Championship, and we're looking forward to it. So
yeah, for sure. Just on the new lads coming, like young McArdle had an unbelievable impact in that Mead game the last day. Could I just ask you about the Loud mentality, right? In terms of, like, you've assumed the position of essentially second best team in Leinster. I know there's no trophies for that, right? But you put yourselves ahead of the pack over the last couple of weeks. Leinster feels like it's in a state of flux at the minute. We won't get into the madness that's happened in the meet in Carlow, but the Nobles aren't coming back to the pack as much as maybe we thought when they were losing McCarthy and Fenton. But in a general sense, you boys have had serious consistency over the last couple of years. And as a group, your mentality, what was the mentality going into the Mead game? Because you've had it over them for the last couple of years.
It doesn't feel like it.
Because you were missing Mulroy.
Yeah. Look, we played Mead, was it this time last year, and they bet us fair and square.
But then, like, you got them in Championship.
We got them in the Championship at that time. But like, overall mentality, like, from, like, I've been down in Division 4, Division 3, up and down, and I think, look, when Mickey Howe came in, it just changed kind of expectations, and we've set a standard now, and all players coming in under 20s, and even if you look into under 20s, under 17s, like, there's a system driving that, and it comes from county board as well. But it, players, yeah, look, we expect a lot more. For years, players came and went, like, but like, as you say, like, second place in Leinster, like, that means nothing to us. Like, 2 years we're in a final, well, we've put it up to Dublin, like, we're kind of sick of listening to that. Like, it's time to make the impact and get through. Like, we'll look back on our careers and what we have achieved, and look, we all want that Leinster, and look, there's more and more teams coming into the fold. Offaly's, your Wexford's, Kildare's, everyone's pushing now. Dublin still, like, they're still a very, really impressive team, but like, look, we're all fighting for that. It seems like it's opened up a wee bit more, but look, when it comes, you take one game at a time. Yeah. We know that best. Like, there's no point looking elsewhere, because you can look elsewhere, and look, you lose the game and then you're back, and it's a 12-month slog. Like, so it's very important momentum going into these games and growing confidence, and that's basically what we'll be looking at. Like, whoever Wexford and Laois, we'll be looking no further.
Yeah.
And again, getting everyone back, and even
that's the big thing, Tommy, isn't it?
Yeah, but even like, even them guys that come back, like, they're not just going to walk into it. Like, as I say, Kieran McCann, Sean Reynolds, Conor Brand. There's a lot of lads have put their hands up. Like, and like I say, Sam would probably walk into any team. Like, but like, again, there's definitely lads there that. It's time for them. Time, like as I say, you said the last 3 or 4 years, but there's been that kind of stability. It's been that 20 kind of man team. Like, but now we need bigger. We need more players to step up. And look, that's what's kind of created the league. So we're looking forward to this championship.
Yeah. Well, you got the job done in the last game in the league against Meath, securing your place in Division Two. You had a weekend off this weekend. You have a weekend off the weekend coming. You'll get to keep an eye on the opening Leinster games. You're waiting on Wexford or Laois. Hopefully, you get some bodies back, because we'd all love to see Loud flying. In terms of the new rules, Tommy, you're in the middle of the field, right? And so much has changed around the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Give us your take on it, because a big man like yourself, you're well fit to compete in the air. Are you enjoying the fact that every bloody kick out is coming at you?
Yeah, it's mental. It's a war zone now. Like for basically no kickouts coming to you now. It's all, even when you catch it, you come down, you hit with five or six men around the middle. It's a complete war zone. I think Cork gave us a lesson in it there 2 weeks ago. But yeah, no, I'm loving it. I just think the quick turnaround, if you lose the ball, it's very up and down and up and down. Like some of the first games in the league, at the end of the game, I just had to fall to my knees. I was absolutely wrecked. But the high contest is brilliant. Like, and I love that. It takes getting used to it. Definitely set plays, and like the momentum is massive. Like in games, like if two or three. Kick out to be won and they're driving at you and they're kicking scores, it's very hard to get that, like
psychological.
Absolutely. And like if true wind into that as well, like it's sometimes it's hard to get the ball, but yeah, look, it's great. It's something that I love. The boys will tell you, just kick the ball out and we'll fight for it. So I'm really enjoying it again, but like I think you'll see it more and more involved now in the next couple of weeks in championship. You'll see different kind of sell-ups and different players, but no, it's great to have that kind of physical context back into it.
One, you've 9 minor involved in the backroom team, a man who is so highly regarded in terms of health and physiology. What's his message been around the kind of the physical changes that you're seeing?
Yeah, look, there's so many guys in the backroom team that have so much experience, like, as well. He's basically helped out just, like, kind of our athletic development and up and down and seeing exactly what we have to cover, and basically also then going into the theory behind it, like, giving the ball away, like, and putting that pressure on ourselves. Like I say, we've quick and we've big men to win ball inside. Like, so the quicker we can get it into them and get shots, the more we save, like, so it's a percentage. Kind of way to look at it. But sometimes if you're against a low block team, you have to work it, and if you're losing it comes a game of ping pong. And you're up and down, and that's where mistakes happen, that's where bodies, people aren't tracking back, and that's where you get the overlaps of goal chances and different things. So look, everything's happening so fast, I think. But look, we had a good look back on the league and just different aspects of it. But like, again, look, it's all looking forward to the winners of Wexford and Laois, and we see where we go from there. So we're not going to look any further. But
Tommy Dernan, very best of luck in the pursuit of becoming the top dogs in Leinster. I know that's a big goal of your squad.
Absolutely.
But it is.
Absolutely.
You know, you're driven, and you know, an All Ireland quarter final last year, a good performance. But do you want more? So best of luck in all of that.
Thanks, Tommy. Thank you very much.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now. This week on Diverted.
Do you have savings to do that, or?
So when I return to Ireland, I will have €0.
This week, we're going to Chile.
Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español.
Well, mi español es muy mal.
Es como el inglés mío.
Yeah.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian football club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted on Off the Ball.